Welcome to the Stop by Grace podcast. I'm your host, Richard A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to have you back once again. Now, today, on this episode, it's going to be interesting. And I have a little twist with this. Regularly, I don't even tell you how to do this, but for this to be very intimate for yourself, I'm going to be playing the videos for yourself. This sets yourself in a place where you and God can be alone. The reason why I'm doing this is because solitude is one of the key things that allows us to be in the presence of God. Now, I talk about this a little bit also as well, too, when I talk about tranquility. When I talk about tranquility, about having the peace of God. And I want to set that mood once again for you, but in a way you will understand that God wants that intimate time with you. So make this a room for you to experience God's presence and solitude. So as you are sitting there right now and you listen to my voice, this focus on these words that I speak to you from Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus talks about prayer. And it starts with, and it says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not hubble up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Just listen to that real fast. And you see that God has an invitation for us to go to him. The key verse I want us to focus on, is verse number 6. Where it says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." See, this right here is showing that God is the one who does these things. You see, God wants that intimate time with you in secret. Don't have to boast. Don't have to worry about what people think, people say. It's a judgment-free zone for you and God to be intimate together in this time of solitude. So take a moment right now as you are listening and just imagine yourself on green pastures. And while you are doing that, listen to this psalm as you are imagining that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23. What key verse right here sticks out to you? And as you think about that, just ponder on that key verse. One verse I want us to focus on right here is verse number 2, where it says, "And you make me lay down in green pastures." And leads me beside still water. And leads me beside still waters. Wow. As we are speaking right now, I could feel God's presence surrounding me. And I hope you experience the same thing. No matter if you're in the car, in your room, on the job, you probably came across this episode and felt like I needed some solitude with God. I needed some alone time with God. And this was your chance. And I pray that you took this opportunity to take the time to relax and see God for who he truly is. For he is a God that comforts, a God that guides, a God that leads, a God that lies you down in green pastures. And he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. This is amazing to even think about, that God is the one who leads us, who guides us, who strengthens us. He is the one that's in control. He prepares a place, a table for us to sit and enjoy this time with him. As we continue on in this time, I want you to pray this prayer with me. As Jesus quoted in Matthew 6, "Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forget, and forgive our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, and the lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. We anoint you. We exalt you, for you are a wonderful, loving God. This is wonderful for us. And I pray that it will comfort you in a time that you are in need of strength and guidance. For it helped me, and I pray that it helped you too. But the only reason that we was able to do this, and the only reason you was even here, is because you was stopped by grace. God bless you all.